Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm Natalie and I am so excited that you are here today. First of all, I actually recorded the first 10 minutes of this episode already and my microphone was on mute. So I am just fingers crossed that, you know, this audio is crisp and clear, okay? Now, don't be alarmed by the title of I Quit. That might be a little bit of a jump scare, and there's also another jump scare in here too, but I will address that in a second. I am not quitting the podcast. Drum roll, please. I quit my toxic 9-to-5. Thank you. I am quite literally feel like, okay, and we just got the low battery notification. I don't know what it is, but everything is working against me today. Not actually, just, you know, some little hiccups here and there. Anyways, I quit my toxic 9-to-5. I could not be more proud of myself. I am genuinely just so excited that I took this leap and that I'm betting on myself, my self-worth, just everything that I know that I can achieve and accomplish, and just knowing that my talents are better suited and, you know, more appreciated elsewhere. I truly feel like I am defrosting my personality, like, actually, I'm getting my zest for life back. My sparkle is coming back. My love for life and just everything along those lines are coming back to me. I could not be happier. Now, I know everyone always loves to ask once they know that someone quit their job, what's next? You know, that's a very normal thing to question. You know, what's next? Whether if you are asking because you genuinely care about someone or just because, you know, you want the tea. I do have a plan and that's all that needs to be said at this point in time. But one of the main things that I'm going to be putting my effort and energy into is this podcast, which I am so, so excited for. This podcast has always been my baby from day one, and, you know, I can beat myself up about not being able to give 100%, which I was giving 100%, but it wasn't the 100% that I can give now. Of my actual capabilities and creative outlets and all of those things, I was probably working at a 65-70%, but that is truly all that I could give at that point in time, unfortunately. This is your sign. Now, I'm not telling you to quit your job because it is a big risk and it is something that should, you know, take a lot of thought. But if not, and you want to take that risk on yourself, girl, go do it. There will always be another opportunity. And if something wasn't right for you, I truly don't believe that it would be on your heart or on your mind. I personally have been going back and forth about this decision for about a year, even before I launched the podcast. And something inside of me was just so scared. And I know that, you know, it's a very human, natural, normal feeling. But also, like, something about turning 25 and then the year becoming 2024 just gave me this excitement and, like, childlike joy. Truly like the summer of 2016, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, that summer needs to be studied for the way that everything just felt amazing. Maybe it's also because I was a junior in high school and, you know, life was so easy. Didn't have any responsibilities, didn't have bills to pay, didn't need retinol yet. But anyways, I'm going to give you guys just a little bit of, what word am I searching for in my little brain? A little bit of an explanation or the tea, if you will. Now, out of respect for my former company and former coworkers and people that I am still friends with that work at this company, I'm not going to, you know, divulge all of the tea because I know that if you work at a corporate place or anywhere, all of us acquire the tea. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to come out here and air their dirty laundry again, just out of respect, but definitely going to give a little bit of an insight as to what was making me, you know, really push for this. And just in case you are also feeling this way or have thought of these emotions and have gone through this. So I accepted this job literally the day after I graduated college. I will never forget when I opened up that email because it was a work from home position. It was remote, which I thought at the time was, you know, the bread and butter of everything, that I was truly slaying life. And for, you know, the first few months, year even, I really loved that it was remote. But I am someone that I truly think needs a little bit more of a community. And one thing about me is I can't fake a friendship. You will know if I don't like you. And if I have to continue working with people that I don't like, it's just like, I feel like I am not living in my truth. And obviously you're not going to like everyone that you work with. That's kind of an immature, not even immature, but like, I mean, kind of an immature thought that like, oh, if I don't like you, I can't work here. But when it's something that has been such a toxic cycle and you've addressed it and you've spoken to people about it and it still does not improve, there's really no point in staying. So like I said, I'll never forget when I received the job offer. I think I told this story before on the podcast, but I'm gonna say it again. It was the day after graduation, maybe 2 days after. We were all in Daytona Beach with my family. My boyfriend Anthony was there, and we were all out at a little brunch with me, my mom, my dad, Anthony, and my dad's fraternity brother and his wife. So it was a good little bunch. Like I said, we were all hungover from the night, the day, the weekend before, just celebrating. My dad also went to the same college as my boyfriend and I, so it was just kind of like a little reunion tour, and same as his fraternity brother. So I open up my email and I see I get the job offer, and at that same time everyone's like congratulating me, and the waitress walks by and we all just get lemon drop shots. It was it was so exciting. It was a great time, and you know, my first big girl job ever, like being out of college. And it was also during COVID, like not the peak of COVID, but it was 5 months into 2021, and you know, wasn't that long after the 2020 saga. So, you know, people were still wearing masks religiously, social distancing, limiting the amount of people that were allowed at a gathering. So it was super awesome that I was given a remote position and that I was hired that quickly. So that's what I'll say about that. It was a great opportunity at the time because, you know, there was so much uncertainties and we truly didn't know, like, what was going to happen in life. So, like I said, it was very exciting, but that job, unfortunately for me, was just so toxic and draining in every way possible. Truly, I would not wish what I went through on anyone else. And obviously, again, why I'm not saying the company is because my experience might not be any of my other coworkers' experiences. So that is what I will say about that. And I truly just feel so much excitement that I'm able to put a lot of effort and just excitement and love and passion and more creativity and time into this podcast and just myself, because I have felt so drained in every way, not just from that job, but also like COVID hitting my junior year of college, absolutely taking out my senior year of college, like everything was remote. It really weighed on me mentally, and I don't think I realized how much it did until really reflecting on 2020 through 2023. Unfortunately, I do look back at those years of my life, and I sadly see myself as like a shell of a human being. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, but it really did like dampen my creativity, my excitement for life, and looking forward to things. So I believe that I am just in this era of new opportunities and excitement, and I'm so excited. So I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether if you just stumbled upon this podcast, if you've been a day one listener, if you're my friend, if you're my family, I love you, and you guys truly help build me up to be the best that I can be, and thank you. Now, the other update is, besties, we have a new cover photo, and humbly, I think it slays. The pastel green, because we know I love pastels. The phone, it's the iconic hand phone, guys. The purse phone, the pink. I just love it. I love the bucket hat because, as we know, I am a rave girly. I am a festival girly, and that's one of the hats that I wear. It slays. And, of course, the pink cowgirl boots, like, spent so much of my life in Arizona. That is what I call home. And, you know, everything just ties in. So I hope you love it. Also updated the Instagram profile picture. So go get that a little check-outsies if you can. If that even made sense, whatever. You know, we just roll with whatever comes off the tongue here, okay? Like, we're not here to be perfectionists. We're here to just show up, have fun, and relax and recharge, which That is what I wanted this podcast to be for so many of you, just a place to connect, unwind. It's not too serious, but it can be a little serious in some episodes. And what I mean by serious is, like, I'm not teaching you guys anything. I mean, maybe I am. I hope that some of the topics and stories that I share with you guys are, you know, they hit home sometimes, which also I'm recording closer to the apartment that is by the train. So if you hear that, sorry, honestly, sorry, not sorry, because that's just where I live. And now I love the sound of trains. Anyways, I want this podcast to be a place for you guys to feel safe. And that's truly what it's been for me. Even before I really had support and I posted on the Instagram, we hit 500 followers. We're a little over 500. When I was at like 2 followers, I really relied on this podcast as a place for me to feel safe and share my thoughts and emotions and feelings. And now that I've quit my job and I feel so much lighter, I really hope that I can put in so much energy and effort and cultivate a space like that for you even more than I've been trying to do. That was my little long-winded intro. Some more little life updates. It's been beautiful here. I've been taking this last week to myself just to vibe and hang out and relax and be me and reconnect with myself, because I truly think I lost myself in the last 3 years, which if I would have stayed with that company for another month, it would have been 3 years. And I just applaud myself for getting out of that situation when I did, for taking that leap. And it was a scary one. It is scary, obviously, when you take a risk on yourself and, you know, you leave something that you've been in for so long and kind of had an identity in. And fuck that if my identity will ever be in that company ever again. Like, sorry if you work there and are listening to this and that offends you. That is not anything to do with you. That is just my personal beliefs. But yeah, anyways, we're going to get into your guys' submissions on your workplace horror stories. And I do have 2 to share of my own. None of them from this previous job, just because I feel like it's too new, it's too fresh, and, you know, I would really have to try to filter myself for that. So we're just going to talk about 2 previous experiences of my own and get into your guys's, and then, of course, end the episode with the segment of my weekly thoughts, the It's Nap Time thoughts. So let's go. So we have 4 submissions for the workplace horror stories, and I'm actually so proud of you guys because I posted this at like 8 p.m. the night before recording, and now I'm recording literally less than 24 hours later, and we still got some submissions, because I usually like to keep about like 3 to 5 submissions per episode, just so the episode doesn't go on for a super long time, because personally I enjoy, you know, bite-sized podcasts. Sometimes I like a longer one if it's like an interview or something crazy, but I like to keep them bite-sized because it's like a little nap time. It's a little nap, you know? Anyways, we will start with one of my workplace horror stories, and it's not a long one, but it's something that has to be said. she needs her time to shine, okay? So this is a story of mine to share. And obviously, if anyone says their company name, I'm most likely just not going to say it. So don't expect that much tea, just because, you know, respect, and I'm not trying to get a cease and desist, okay? Anyways, so I had an internship in college, and the guy that was overseeing me was, I would say, like mid-30s, maybe 40, I don't really know. And this man was so genuinely obsessed with me, obsessed in a way where, like, he was always staring at me, but also always corrected me and made me do so much more work than any of the other interns had to do, and kind of tried to like punish me. And anytime I asked him for help, it was just always so weird. Like, I was, you know, what's the saying? I was like a burden on him for asking him for help when I wouldn't know what to do because he was horrible at explaining things. Anyways, this man was so obsessed with me, and to this day, remember, I graduated college in 2021. This was my senior year. To this day, he still sends me Facebook requests and tries to follow me on Instagram. Obviously, I decline all of them, but it is quite literally so disturbing. I'm like, sir, you acted like you hated me. Not that I would ever want to like be friends with this man, but he made me so uncomfortable all the time. And then he wants to connect. Like, sir, he's one of those people that like, what's a nice way to put this? Like, I don't even want to say serial killer vibes, but like kind of, you know. Anyways, here is one of your guys' submissions. Well, I worked with a woman in her 50s who was somewhat of a stalker, looked people up online, drove to my coworker's home and my boss's home. I believe she was jealous of what they have. That is scary. Something that scares me like more than a lot of things in this world are people that are stalkers, because it's like, even if you're a harmless stalker, and there's the train, what is wrong with you? And like, I mean, there's social media stalkers. There's, you know, the in-person stalker, but finding out where someone lives and driving to their house, did she drive to their house and like show up or drive by? Like, oh my gosh, it's giving. Do you guys listen to the What We Said podcast? If you don't, you should, but it's giving JC's old neighbor, not old neighbor, the old owner of her house. Anyways, not her being jealous of what they have. Like, what is she going to do? Attack the house? That's scary. Another submission. One of the leads at work, a retail store, had a drinking problem. My sister and I worked together at the store, and one night she called me to tell me that this lead was drunk on the clock and the only other staff on site were minors. I called the store manager to advise of the situation, and they went right into the store and the lead was fired on the spot. There is a silver lining. I got the lead position 2 weeks later. Okay, period. Pop your pussy. That's a slay. That's actually hilarious. I'm assuming that you are the older sister, or unless you just stole that lead possession away from your sister since you were the one that called the manager. But that is crazy. Yeah. Why do I feel like that's kind of a common occurrence for people to show up drunk at the job, or, you know, do absurd things at work? The amount of times that I've heard of coworkers, employees, not at my job, but the amount of times I've heard people say that they've watched their coworkers or just know of the managers and such ripping lines is crazy. Not that doing drugs or drinking determines your age or maturity, but like doing it at work, it's giving yikes. Another submission, we have this one and then one more. My boss said I was thick for a white girl, then was confused why I quit. Are you kidding me? This is what I cannot stand. I'm assuming that your boss was a male. This is what I can't stand. And I'm assuming he was older. When they treat younger women or men, but obviously I'm a woman, so this is what I can speak to. When an older man treats a younger woman like that, like they just say things. I hate when men, and of course women can do this too, but like I said, from my personal experience, I hate that that is a thing where people just comment on your body, your looks, your appearances, and in their mind, in their heart of hearts, they don't see anything wrong with it. That is one thing that I absolutely love about Gen Z, because like I'm Gen Z, and even the millennials, we think before we speak. Maybe not all the time, and like, you know, maybe that's not credible to say because we are the generation that just posts whatever on social media, but with something like that, we will think before we speak because we don't want to make other people uncomfortable, like how the older generations make us feel and don't even bat an eye at it. And maybe it's because that's how they were spoken to. It's some type of complex, or they feel superior just because you're older. Your age does not determine shit. And that is something that I have learned working with people that are older than you, especially women. They are so quick to put you down. This has been in any type of situation that I've been in, whether if it's work, an internship, a volunteer thing, even just being like at an event where you are showing up for something. It is so sad and unfortunate how quick older women are to be so rude and condescending and just like judgmental and dismissive of younger women. And I don't know what it is. I just pray to God that I am never like that when I'm older. And if I am, take me out. Put this on record. Take me out. That is disgusting behavior. You are supposed to uplift the youth and just, I don't know, it is just so annoying. I could go on another rant about this, but I really want to read this next submission because it's a long one. Here we go. Here we go. I was a corporate girly, trigger warning. I was a corporate girly working in your typical office, but I worked the 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift to accommodate clients on the West Coast. No, that is so horrible. When I first started my job, I had to work those dumb hours because so many people were in different states. But when I got to switch to 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., I was living the life. Anyways, I worked the 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift to accommodate clients on the West Coast. There were only two of us that worked these hours, myself and let's call him Dave. So I was nice to everyone, including Dave. He took a liking to me, which I didn't think much of at first. He had my cell phone number and ended up with my Snapchat. Oh, goodness. I know how everyone feels about Snapchat. I love it, just like, you know, send my besties rants on videos, but anything other than that, He had my cell number and ended up with my Snapchat. I thought it was harmless. He began texting me frequently, which I would half-ass respond because I saw him as a colleague only. It began to get excessive. Every night after 5, when he felt everyone left, he'd come to my cube and just stay there and talk to me the whole time. I would gently ask him to leave, and he would, but would always come back. He'd walk with me to my car every night, and I didn't like it, but just didn't want to upset him by telling him to stop. Pause. I know I've cut this girl off so many times. I'm assuming it's a girl. Yeah, she's a corporate girly. I hate that. As women, we feel that we cannot offend men because something will most likely happen to us, or we just don't want to offend them in general. I have become less of a confrontational person as I've gotten older, but that makes me want to rip my hair out. That she didn't like him literally walking her to her car, but she didn't want to tell him, and she didn't want to upset him by telling him to stop. It's like, obviously hindsight is 20/20, but at that point I would have literally just faked a phone call every single evening walking to my car. Continuing on with the story, and I'll try to keep my comments till the end. Eventually the texts and Snapchats increased. He'd send somewhat provocative photos of himself, which I didn't like. Girl. The following weeks at work, he'd tell me stories about how he was formerly a police officer in training, but got fired for being too aggressive. Red flag. Then, he told me that at his last two jobs, he was fired for sexual harassment allegations, which he claimed were totally false and they didn't get his humor. Goodbye. Gagging in my mouth right now. I then began trying harder to avoid alone time with him. I'd firmly ask him to leave and he would, but would always come back. On lunch, I'd move my car away from his because it'd always end up next to mine, girl. I'd try and wait longer and leave so he couldn't walk me out, but he insisted. I'd hide in the bathroom. Oh my gosh. I'd hide in the bathroom for a while and he'd be out there waiting. The texts increased, the photos got stranger and more provocative, all nothing I entertained. I didn't want to be mean because we worked together, so I was in a weird spot. I then decided to talk to my manager, who was a friend. I didn't realize how scared I was until I started talking to her, and I said, "Nothing has happened yet, but I think it will." I found myself crying and shaking. Oh my gosh, this is making me so sad. She was a great manager and tried to back me up and encourage me to go to HR. She was a great manager and tried to back me up and encourage me to go to HR. Not before she told the hiring managers, who strangely discouraged me from taking it to HR. I have something to say. And they told Dave I complained. I'm gagged. Like, that's what not to do to protect someone's safety. Anywho, the managers appointed someone else to be there from 10 to 7 from then on and eventually removed him from that shift altogether. But I still saw Dave every day, and it was terrible and awkward and weird. He stopped after all of that, but yikes. I am fuming right now. That makes me so angry, so upset. I want to punch a wall right now. That is so upsetting. The amount of HRs around the world that absolutely suck at their job, which don't get me wrong, like anyone can suck at their job. But if you're going to be someone that sucks at your job, don't work in human resources or whatever the hell HR stands for. Seriously, if you are not going to be a part of the solution and you're just going to be part of the problem, what are you doing? And that leads me to my next point. That just shows if a company is corrupt, if HR is not doing their job. That's all I'm going to say about that. But of course they would tell Dave that you complained. Of course they would. You know, just to make the situation more awkward and uncomfortable for you. I can't. I literally need to stop myself there. But I absolutely hate that. One thing that I am terrible with was boundaries with coworkers and having to like pound it into my head that not every single coworker is a friend because they're not. Just because you work in the same field, have the same major, are hired at the same company on the same team does not mean that your morals align. Now let's get into my last little story time. End us off on a more of a silly, lighthearted note. So we're going to take it all the way back to junior year of high school for me, 2016. I wrote this in as a submission, so if I sound like I'm reading it off of something, I am. I was a junior in high school, and I started working for a gymnastics place for kids, which was so far up my alley. I was a gymnast and dancer for so many of my preteen years, and then did cheer and pom in my teens through my senior year of high school, which if you guys don't know what pom is, it's basically cheerleading, like you have the pom-poms, but you're not doing stunts and stuff. And it's more like dance-focused. Anyways, I did that my teenage years through my senior year of high school. I was hired and the training was so whack. I was literally on a computer working, doing these random trainings. And then I would randomly get called out to the class to help, you know, 2 and 4 year olds play duck, duck, goose or lead something for them or help a little girl on the beam, which was fun, but the training was like really whack. I also had to work long ass days on Saturdays, which as a junior in high school, that's the least of my desires at at that time. Especially when they were usually all day long birthday parties for 3-year-olds, lol. And I'm not even kidding you, the amount of cupcakes that we would go through because there was so many parties and sticky fingers and tables, ugh! And the icing on the cake, I literally couldn't have my phone, like, ever at all during that whole day, which might not sound like that big of a deal to some people, but a junior in high school and I'm just sitting there doing a lame training, like, I couldn't even go and check on my phone, like, really during my lunch even. It was crazy. Anyways, so the lady that hired me, she hired me knowing that I had a family vacation 3 weeks into the job. Like, in my interview and the person who I found out about this job opportunity through, they were going on the vacation with me. Like, this vacation was known about. And in the interview, when I said, hey, I have a vacation this day to this day, it was like a week long. It was a family vacation. I couldn't get out of it. Not that I wanted to, but anyways. She told me that it was going to be no problemo. She was so nice to me, and I had heard from other moms, like at the little gym, that she was not the nicest woman. Which, surprise, surprise, older women being rude to younger women. Anyways, a few days before my vacation, she literally told me over text, guys, that I was being fired. Fired. Anyways, long story short, I will never forget when all this happened, I had just like run myself a warm bath with a bath bomb, which by the way, bath bombs terrify me now because like all of that getting in all of you, ugh, you know what I mean? Anyways, I had just drawn myself a nice bath, had a nice bath bomb, probably had a little soda and a snack ready for me to decompress from the day. She texts me, hey, by the way, you're getting fired. For such bullshit ass reasons. So I'm literally crying, talking to my mom, going back and forth with this woman who she was also, in my opinion, she was a sloppy drunk as well. So I'm assuming homegirl had one too many glasses of wine and was, you know, thought she was messing with the right bitch, but she was messing with the wrong bitch. Anyways, so we are going back and forth. Literally fighting over text at like 8 p.m. at night, like so unprofessional. And of course, it was respectful on my end. So later in that evening, I want to say like 10 o'clock, and I didn't respond to her because she was just like, you're fired. I'm like, okay, like that's just kind of how we left it off, even though she said I was fine to go on the vacation. Later that evening, she ends up, quote unquote, giving me my job back and apologizing for her behavior. Bitch. So I take the job back and quite literally the next day or whenever I had work that next day, I brought in my little gym shirts and something else, which I know I said I wouldn't say names, but there's so many little gyms, and yeah, it's not that big of a deal. The next day, I went into work and I quit. She thought I was coming in for a shift, and I said, bye bye. So I guess you can say I'm a wee bit of a vengeful person, but that was just so out of pocket. Like, that was disturbing. So those are the workplace horror stories. Now let's get into the last little section of the podcast episode, which are my thoughts of the week. Okay. Okay. Bring back bralettes. Fuck a bra. Okay. Sports bras give you a uniboob. Bring back the bralettes. Do y'all remember how they would hit? We dead ass would have the strap showing, the little neckline, the little lace, the little whatever. It was a fashion statement, and I will die on that hill. I get so insecure about mispronouncing words. It's like the worst level of embarrassment for me. I definitely did not feel this as much when I was younger, and I probably have grown into this insecurity because I don't read like I should or like I used to, and I really need to expand my vocabulary. Like, when I was a kid, I prided myself. I was, whatever. I was very, you know, proud of myself for my vocabulary, and that's probably because I was always in the AP English classes. The only ever AP class I would ever be in, by the way. I wasn't smart like that. I'm smart, but, like, not with the sciences and the maths and the histories. Definitely not history. That was my worst class of all of them. Also, this is going to be a little bit of a longer episode, but, you know, we rocking and rolling. Doubling back to the bralettes, guys, we would literally wear like a white shirt with a bralette color that you would see through it. When girls that were mean as fuck to me in high school all the time are now suddenly viewing my stories, following me. But the absolute icing on the cake, guys, you're not going to be ready for this. There's this one girl that keeps trying to add me on Snapchat. Yes, Snapchat. You guys know how I feel about Snapchat. It's only for the besties or people that, like, you know, I like. This girl and I, we were friends, quote unquote. By that, I mean we went to the same elementary school, high school, lived in the same neighborhood, and shared a friend group, but, like, we weren't the closest with each other. So the guy that I was dating at the time, junior year of high school, we broke up, and surprise, surprise, 99% of my friend group ran to this little boy's side because they are dick suckers, literally and figuratively. Cannot confirm or deny if that's what they did when they were his friend, but let your imagination do its thing. And here is the best side quest story of this whole thing. When we broke up, most of my friend group all hung out with this motherfucker the first weekend after us being broken up. You know, I'm sad. I want to hang out with my girls. We have our group chat, as you do. I would be texting them all sad. I literally didn't go to school that next day, and they were all with him at lunch. Can you fucking believe that? And the first weekend after the breakup, I want to hang out with my girls. Where are they? Oh, they're with him. Interesting. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why I, you know, group chats scare me. Like, just imagine, you know, being all sad that you just got dumped. You want to talk with your girls, hang with your girls, and you see on social media that they're all together because they don't have the cojones to tell you. And it gets better. Oh my gosh, wait, there's more. This specific girl then went to prom with him, which was like 2 months later, and I'm pretty sure they started dating, but I'm assuming they broke up because I didn't recall seeing them together afterwards. And now she's trying to be my friend on Snapchat. Baby, get a grip. But anyways, that's why group chats with multiple girls scare me. I used to be a huge group chat girly, and now they just give me anxiety. Next of the thoughts, we have three left, okay? Teen Wolf, I'm in my first time watching, okay? Season 4, let's talk about it. If you have not seen Teen Wolf, this is not going to mean anything to you, but I am so over Kate Argent and Peter Hale. They are both giving me the ick, playing the villain a little bit too much. Honestly, would love to see their character's story plot come to an end. And they're not even like an interesting, fun villain spicing it up. They're just like annoyingly evil. And it's like just kind of ruining the vibe, you know? CVS, I have a bone to pick. I am CVS's biggest fan. Like, it is one of my comfort places. I love a CVS sweet treat, but it is so fucking expensive. I went on Sunday for a toothpaste, body wash, apple cider vinegar gummies, pimple patches, paper towels, and I spent $82 and some change. And that was the price with my CVS rewards discount too. I repeat, no silly little treats were purchased either. Just the essentials. And it was like, you know, girl math. 82 is basically $100. Anyways, the last thought of the day is, when you guess your password correct on the first try, that is a high that I will be chasing for the rest of my life. Especially when, okay, sometimes I go through phases where I'm a huge iPad kid and then I don't touch it for a few weeks. When I remember my iPad password, even my laptop, one of my laptops I haven't used in a while because I was using my work one. When I logged into my personal laptop, I was like, period, because I created that password. My freshman year of college, which was 2017. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I call serving cunt. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you loved this episode. You guys mean the best to me. You guys mean the world to me and you are the best, okay? If you have been liking the vibes that are cultivated here, please, 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 guys, give the episode a rating and review on Apple, on Spotify, whatever. I myself am a Spotify girly. And you can leave a little review if you haven't. And if you want to be extra nice, go ahead and follow the @itsnaptimepodcast on Instagram. We have fun over there, guys. I love interacting with you guys. I love creating funny little memes and just updating you guys throughout the week. And hearing from you all is just the best. I love being a solo podcaster, but I kind of wish I could get feedback in live time, you know, just because I do work off of people's energy. So yeah, we have fun over there. And that's kind of my way to interact with you guys, kind of see what's going on in your guys' lives. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I will talk to you next time, besties. Bye.